Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Christmas Eve Eve, Miss Message.
Christmas Eve Eve, Mr. Postmaster.
Christmas Eve Eve, Sparky. Sparky? You must be trying to fool us again, Miss Message.
Wouldn't you know that Elf would run out on us on Christmas Eve Eve with so many letters still to be read?
Take it easy, Miss Message. We'll get to him. Sparky can take care of himself. But gosh, you know, Miss Message, we haven't done anything Christmassy around the old post office this year. You remember this time last year we had our tree up and our holly around Santa's portrait?
We don't even have a snowman in the front yard.
No, that's true.
But I guess there's nothing we can do about that,
no.
Mr. Postmaster. But we can do something about these letters.
All right, I see that you have divided them into two equal piles.
Mm-hmm.
And I get one that begins. It's from Susie Ferguson, who is a student at Kriglersville Elementary School. And Susie writes, "Dear Santa, I've been a very good girl this year, as usual. Please bring me a Count Dracula puppet, Barbie's horse Dallas, mousetrap game, radio-controlled black Trans Am, a Yoda puppet, and a Daisy Duke ankle bracelet. And please stop by Aunt Nancy and Aunt Doris's house, for they keep me out of trouble. And I'll leave you some holiday punch and cheese straws on the hearth. Love, Susie Ferguson from Kriglersville Elementary School."
Here's a letter from Jeanette Ness. "Dear Santa, I've been a good girl all year. I wish for a Western Barbie doll and a Western Ken. And my pal Palomino plastic horse, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And a Dolly Pops dress show."
Nice.
From Jeanette Ness.
Very nice. I think she wrote that all herself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very nice short letter. I have two letters here. They sort of come from the same family. One is from Catherine Ann DeCourcy, and the other from Michael Allen DeCourcy. Catherine Ann is 9, and Michael Allen is 7. And Catherine writes, "Dear Santa Claus, how you doing this year? I know you're tired, but I can't help that. You're the one who travels too much." And, says Catherine Ann, "I would like a horse and a 10-speed bike. And I'd like a diary, and a stuffed horse. And Michael would like a puppy and a TV set. Daddy would like some handkerchiefs and some aftershave. Mommy would like some stationery. And I would like some clothes, too. And some perfume and earrings and powder, too. Very grown up for 9 years old. Well, I gotta go now, so don't forget my house. Love, Catherine Ann DeCourcy." And what I expect is Catherine Ann's brother, sure, Michael Allen, who is 7 years old, they both live in Unionville, by the way, writes, "Dear Santa Claus, I would like a teddy bear and my own TV set and a dirt bike, but most of all, I'd like a puppy, and I would like a baby cow, too, and some boots, but really I'd like a picture of you and me. Oh, and I'd like some Hot Wheels, too. Love, Michael Allen DeCourcy." Now, Michael, I believe you already have 4 dogs and 5 cats at home. You better think carefully about whether you want another puppy. Well, that's for you and Santa to decide.
Well, puppies are always nice to have around.
Yes.
This is a letter that is written all in purple pen, and it's signed simply Jack.
Uh-huh.
And Jack writes, "Dear Santa, I would like a stamp pad and 2 packs of stamps, a Nerf football, and 5 things, and don't forget the stocking. Signed, Jack." And Jack has drawn some nice pictures for Santa Claus.
He sure has.
Of Rudolph at the window and a fire blazing. Really nice pictures there.
I wonder who that is in the basement. Where is that in the basement? Looking at looks like a fish in a bottle. A very, very interesting letter, Jack. Well, here is one that comes from Mike LaPrade. And I believe we had one the other day from Nancy LaPrade, because I recognize the original artwork here on the card. Anyway, Mike writes, "Dear Santa, I've tried to be a good boy. I'm 3 years old. I've moved to Boone's Mill, Virginia, since last year, but plan to spend Christmas Eve with my grandparents in Orange. Please give me these toys for Christmas, if possible. I would like a doctor's kit, guitar, clothes, toy, tractor, and anything else you'd like to leave for me. And please don't forget the other girls and boys. I will leave you some milk and cookies. Love, Mike LaPrade. All right, Mike, we'll pass that right along to Santa.
Here's a 3-in-1 letter from Bobby, Ricky, and Amanda Langford. Dear Santa, we've tried really hard to be good this year. Thank you so much for all the wonderful things you gave us last year. This year, we would like to have, and it's divided into three parts, Bobby, age 8, would like a Dukes of Hazzard car, computer game, Matchbox cars, garage, and a Guzzler's car. Ricky, age 5, would like a Dukes of Hazzard car, and a Matchbox cars, Matchbox garage, a monster, and Ricky would also like a Guzzler's car. Amanda, who's 3 years old, would like a Miss Piggy, a hairdryer, and Tippy Toes, the baby doll. And any other toys you would like us to have. We will have cookies and milk waiting for you. Thank you again for all you gave us last year. Signed, Bobby, Ricky, and Amanda Langford.
That is a 3-in-1. I've got two letters here from some Sneeds. Now, I don't know whether that's the same gang or not, but I'll read both of them here while we're at it. One is from Chris Sneed, who says, Dear Santa, I've been a good boy. I hope you have a nice Christmas, Santa Claus. Would you please bring me a super stunt dirt bike and a couple of surprises? Thank you very much. Love, Chris Sneed. And this is one from Kevin Sneed, who puts it up at the top. He says, neat writing. And it is, Kevin. Very neat writing. Santa will be so pleased to see this. He says, Dear Santa, how have you been? I've been a good boy. How has Rudolph been? Well, Kevin, the word we got the other day was Rudolph is in fine shape, eager to make the trip. Kevin goes on to say, I would like a camera, too. Have a merry, merry Christmas. Love, Kevin Sneed.
My last letter is from Elizabeth Fay Coleman, who writes, and she's written it all herself, I'll bet. She writes, Dear Santa, my brother wants a yo-yo, and I want a cat and a box of candy canes. I need a stocking and some new crayons. My sister wants a mini bike. Thank you, Santa. Signed, Elizabeth Fay Coleman.
She did do a nice job writing that missed message. This one is from Tracy McDaniel, who lives at Montpelier Station. And Tracy has signed her name very nicely here, but I think has got an assistant to help her write the letter. Dear Santa, I would like a strawberry shortcake buggy. I want a Dolly Pop dress show, a Woodsy family, Fisher-Price airplane, and a strawberry shortcake game and Play-Doh sizzle. Please bring my little sister Mandy a baby doll and a stroller, also some clothes for my Barbie doll, also some clothes for myself because I am in kindergarten now. I will leave you some milk and cookies for you. Love, Tracy McDaniel. Well, that is that for the letters, Miss Message. And I guess we better sort of get them packed up right
now.
All right, let's do that here. Get all that.
There are a lot of them tonight.
There certainly are. Really, for so late in the season, that's quite good. I think I've got them all stuffed in the bag for Sam, the courier elf, now. I tell you what, we were talking about this place not being very Christmassy. I will go over to where the Kiwanis Club sells Christmas trees in Orange. That's back of the old Rescue Squad building off Madison Road, and I'll see if I can't pick up a tree tonight. And then we must remember to try and get to sing Christmas carols tomorrow night, Christmas Eve, at 5 o'clock in the park in Orange. But now, I will get the tree tonight, Miss Message.
Okay, and I'll stay here for a little while and see if I can find all of our decorations.
Oh, that'll be good. Be really helpful. I wonder what became of Sparky tonight.
It's a mystery to me, but he's probably out elfing around somewhere.
Yeah, well, I hope he's all right. I guess we better close up. Good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.